Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm very, very athletic. I play ice hockey 2 or 3 days a week. You know, I'm in good shape for my age. You know, I keep up with the young kids, but, you know, I get tired, muscles get sore, I'm achy. So I noticed just by taking this product for a month, I'm not as tired as I used to be or fatigued. Muscles feel good. I feel like my stamina is better than it was. I just feel better than I did, and I wasn't really complaining before.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
If anyone asks, we're a nice, normal talk show. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
If the impeachment charges themselves are sufficiently flawed and sufficiently baseless, there's not a genuine issue of material fact here. Meaning we don't have any facts that are in dispute that are sufficiently critical to the charges and to their success. I'm not seeing any need for witnesses at all. In any event, between Hunter Biden and John Bolton, you've got a privilege issue with John Bolton that would make things a lot more complicated. And I don't think we need to mire the Senate impeachment trial.
Hi there. Welcome. That was Mike Lee's statement. The main crux of that being that why are we having even witnesses? There's no evidence. I mean, you go to trial, there's no evidence. What are they going to be witnesses for? And of course, having Bolton, he said, would just create months and months and months of litigation because there's not much he's going to be able to comment on without that. And then, of course, you know, Biden, good grief, this whole thing is such a mess. And truly, he's right, Senator Mike Lee, speaking on Fox, about the fact that there's nothing. What are they even talking about? There's no evidence. They haven't presented any evidence. And the reason that Nancy took 33 days is because they were trying to create a case. That's what they were trying to do. It's ridiculous. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. KateDalyRadio.com. KateDaLLey, spelt like Valley, but Daly. KateDalyRadio.com. Go there for the podcast of this show. Share far and wide. I so appreciate you listening in on a Wednesday. I've got Melissa Smith with me with a host of issues to talk about today, anniversaries to speak of, and also just what's going on right now that affects you and I. Welcome to the show, Melissa Smith.
Oh, thank you.
You bet.
Have you been watching the impeachment, Kate? I don't even want to watch it.
Well, I have politics fatigue right now. Honestly, personally, it's fatigue. This last month has been a lot of fatigue, and I think because it's getting a lot more psychological for everybody, and I for me included. And I struggle with this too because the stuff I have to bring up on the show, sometimes it goes against, you know, and it really kind of roots out our cognitive dissonance a little bit, and it's tough because when we're speaking about the things in government, our cognitive dissonance will often show. And it's really, really hard to seek the truth and then dial in on the truth when we all think we know what's going on. So that has represented a whole different type of fatigue for me. And then on top of it, we have this health scare going on, right? Which they've told us is a health scare, the coronavirus. And again, it's another SARS. It's another strain of SARS that we've been dealing with over and over and over again, coming out of Asia. All kinds of stuff going on. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So, we got a lot.
You want to start there?
Yeah, let's start there. Why not? Let's go for the,
coronavirus?
Yes, yes. What's your take?
So, I really do think that we need to all get ready for the pandemic. Right? Because that's what's coming.
Right. They tell
you
us
that. You can already hear the beginnings of it. And I have two sons who will be traveling to China
So you're feeling good about that? Okay.
And so, yeah, this is something, and I sent a note to my husband yesterday with a little article that I had seen, and I said, let's just pay attention.
Okay.
Let's not panic.
Right, right.
Let's just pay attention.
Again, because for us, literally every year we go through this, so...
Well, the article that I was reading today, and I kind of laughed when I got to the end of it, was like, well, we know that pandemics are just a part of the, like, the Spanish flu. And I was like, well, the Spanish flu, let's review. Was that really a pandemic? Or was that really something else?
Yeah, exactly.
So here's the deal with the coronavirus. Coronavirus has come in any number of lethal doses.
Okay.
It goes, you could get everything. Here's the symptoms. It's like, it's a respiratory illness. So you might get something like, you might get a fever and a stuffy nose. Maybe you might get a headache. You might get...
Measles, except that you have the measles. Same as a cold, same as a flu, same as, I mean, pretty much everything that we've all been talking about that we've had could be contributed to this. And so that, how do you know which is what? Body aches, sore throat. I mean, this is a number of things you find even on internet, you know, even on the internet consensus of Googling your latest illness. I mean, isn't this pretty much everything?
Before we all have a panic attack, let's understand that some types of common cold are coronaviruses.
Okay. Good to know.
There have been a couple of them that have been particularly nasty.
Right.
Probably the worst one is MERS, which came out of the Middle East. It came out of Saudi Arabia and was most of the people who were impacted by that were, are you ready? They were people who had close contact with camels. Okay.
Now, I know for me, the camel I was with yesterday,
if you were drinking contaminated camel milk or had contact with camel urine, you were at a much higher likelihood.
Well, yes, I was peed on by a camel. Come to think of it.
So,
sorry.
I mean, does that, maybe that helps to put it into perspective.
Yeah.
The cases that are coming out of China right now, it apparently started in a poultry and meat market in which people were selling live animals. And one particular guy who had a seafood stand, him and his two sons that were all working at this particular seafood stand, they all got sick. And they don't believe it came from his stuff that he was selling, but from a sick animal
it's
or
everybody
another
else's.
Sick person that's yet to be identified.
It's everybody else's sick camel. Okay, got it.
Well, and it might be. I mean, they have reason to think that, perhaps.
Okay, sure.
But they took it home, apparently, and the wife got sick.
Ah.
So it seems to be able to move from person to person.
Gotcha.
Right now, the mortality rate on it is about 2%. If you want to trust that the Chinese are reporting accurately how many people it's impacting and the epidemiology of it all, how quickly it's spreading.
Okay.
So this is a story that bears watching. We had one man from who had a businessman who had been traveling in the Wuhan area of China, got on an airplane, flew home, had heard about it apparently while he was in China. When he got home, wasn't feeling so great, immediately went to his doctor and said, I may have been exposed to this. They're taking care of him. So that's one case inside the U.S. One. Okay.
Right.
So it's not a global pandemic. Well, actually, by the way, it's probably useful to understand what the word pandemic means. You know, I'm the word Nazi, right?
Right.
So a pandemic just means it's crossed boundary lines.
Right. Right.
It's crossed a border.
Right.
So it was a pandemic the minute the guy got on the airplane and came to the United States.
Gotcha.
Pandemic does not mean it has, it's not a statement about how lethal it is or how contagious it is or anything else. It is simply that it has crossed the border.
And one of the victims of the 2019 thing, we're talking about 89 years old, right? Diabetes and a heart condition. I mean, it's really kind of hard to track that this would actually be the culprit of a death as well, on top of the fact that you don't have a actual pandemic to what people think a pandemic is going on in America.
Right. Well, the best advice that any of us could have is, number one, sanitation matters.
Right.
Right? Washing your hands frequently matters. Good hygiene matters.
Sure.
Taking care of your health appropriately matters.
Mm-hmm. As it always has.
Eat right. Do the things you're supposed to do. Cover your mouth when you cough.
Right.
If you're running a fever, go see your doctor.
Yeah.
But if you haven't been exposed to someone who's immediately been in China,
or peed on by a camel,
don't have it.
Or peed on by a camel, you're probably okay.
Well, that would be MERS. That's a different variety.
Well,
this
I just
one
wanted
doesn't
to
even have a name.
I just wanted to get all of our pandemics straight.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
That's critically
I'm like,
important.
Check. But check. Okay. Yeah.
Like I said, I do have people in my family who are actively right now planning a trip into the hot zone here. So I'm going to be watching it a little more carefully. But, you know, when you get home from the grocery store, wash your hands before you prepare your food.
Right. I don't doubt that there's going to be stuff that wipes people out in large numbers coming. I don't doubt that. I just, you know what? Just remember that the thing that does that, the media will probably not jump on that as quickly as they do the coronavirus, because or any of these things, MERS, because it's not as, there's usually a reason why they're pumping out the info on it and the hype and the scare tactics. And this is why I think we shouldn't fall for everything that we always hear. Well, there'll be some deaths that they can contribute to this probably, but that there is every year. Give me a break. Over 2,000 people a year die of constipation. Is that a pandemic? Are we dying from constipation, everybody?
Kate, people cross state lines.
Then it's a pandemic. You went to Mexico on vacation, you came home and you died of constipation. Well, it's a pandemic. What can I say?
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break. We run for these headlines. It drives me crazy. It's like Ebola. We still never know where all that money went. They went into Congress and passed millions of dollars for Ebola. Whatever happened to it? We weren't having people keel over from Ebola.
Well, most of us should be prepared anyway.
Well, yeah.
Like, sincerely, if you can't survive in your home for a couple of days or a week, maybe 2 weeks, without going to the grocery store, if it became rampant in your neighborhood, and you said, "Well, we're going to self quarantine. We're just going to stay home because we're all healthy." Can you survive?
You know what you need to do?
Melissa? Basic.
Melissa, you need to write a book called The Common Cold for Dummies, because we're just not... The people out there it's like having to remind people that, you know, step away from the hype and really look at what's going on. Coronavirus is just another strain, and we have multiple strains of the common cold / flu / whatever you want, a respiratory illness going on. And a lot of times it's with animals, and a lot of times it's human and animal, and it's ridiculous. And are they out there talking about the camel peeing on people or drinking camel milk? No, because they love the hype. They love it. So we're gonna come right back. We have other stuff to talk about too, but this stuff just drives me crazy.
So we can all take a breath.
Take a
and
breath.
Just watch the story.
You might get a bad cold. Anyway, be right back on the Kate Daly Show.